camera time.
Do I remember how to do this? Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, West New York. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez back in the saddle. And thank you to the boys, Phil and Nick, for filling in for a couple weeks. Had two vacations stacked over each other. Poor planning is really what it was about. But the second vacation was not really a vacation. Well, it was. It was a rotary trip where we actually went on a expedition to determine a project need in one stop. It was in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and there's a town called Luisa, and this town is still untouched after the last hurricane. And bottom line is, it looks like there's a lot of deed issues, and FEMA won't enter the picture until the deeds are all sorted out. So therefore, we have a town in Puerto Rico frozen in time post-hurricane. So more on that as the idea develops within the Rotary District. But anyway, back with you. Good morning, and how are you? How did you survive the windstorm? Love to hear your windstorm stories. I saw an enormous tree toppled on Sheridan Drive this morning, leaning up against a house. Any stories that you'd like to share? If your power is still out, we'd love to talk to you as well. And we want to talk as well about generator safety. And always important when we have a power outage to remind you about working safely with a generator. You know, there is a carbon monoxide risk with generators, and using a generator indoors can kill you in minutes. Exhaust contains carbon monoxide. It's a deadly poisonous gas. You cannot see it or smell it. Never use a generator indoors or even in your garage. It should be at least 5 feet away from the outside of your house with the exhaust pointed away from any windows. Always use outdoors, as far from windows, doors, and vents, crawl spaces, anywhere where it could be sucked in. I remember, I tell this story all the time because it's important to reinforce this. During the October storm, when we were out in Clarence for a week, we had a portable generator at the time, and it was running, powering the essentials in the house, as was every other neighbor down on the street. Well, if you remember, the Wednesday of that week, the temperature rose to over 70 degrees, which was ironic with all that snow on the ground, and you know, we had rising temperatures. So my wife opened the windows of our house, and guess what that did? It acted as a inducer to all of the carbon monoxide that was in the neighborhood, all sucked into our windows. So I got home and I found her kind of almost passed out, kind of in a delirious state with her face was beet red. I immediately recognized what was going on and got her to fresh air, and may have saved her life there. So keep that in mind when you're working with a generator. Also, keep in mind that gasoline is extremely flammable and explosive. If your tank is overfilled, the fuel can overflow onto a hot engine, and it could cause a fire or explosion, so do not overfill the fuel tank. Always allow room for fuel expansion. Never add fuel while it's running or hot. You need to allow the generator and the engine to cool entirely before adding fuel. Never store a generator with fuel in the tank. When gasoline vapors might reach an open flame, spark, or pilot in light. It's also important to remove the fuel from a generator to protect it from clogging. So fuel stabilizer is important to use to store a generator. And, you know, there's also electrical safety connection issues that you want to be aware of. Connecting a portable electric generator directly to your household wiring can be deadly to you and others. It's always good if you're using a portable generator to have a transfer station installed. That way you can plug the generator right into the transfer station, and the transfer station then is connected to your panel. So that's a nice clean connection to the generator. Anything connected directly to your home's wiring can backfeed onto the power lines connected to your home and injure neighbors or utility workers. Do not connect your generator directly to your home's wiring or into regular household outlets. Always start or stop the generator only when no electrical loads are connected. Overloading your generator can seriously damage your valuable appliances and electronics. So that's important to pay attention to as well. What is the wattage of your generator? And you need to add up the wattage of what you're loading onto it, and those numbers should match. In fact, there should be a cushion to prevent and protect your appliances from any power surges. Now, it's generally said that you should not operate a generator in wet conditions such as rain or snow. The generator must be properly grounded as well. If the generator is not grounded, you run the risk of electrocution. It's strongly recommended that you check and adhere to all applicable local regulations regarding grounding. Also, where do you put your generator? Now, if it's either temporary or permanent, actually the code reads that the permanent generator must stand 5 feet away from the house, and that is a safety issue to protect the house, and also especially if you have vinyl siding, because the heat from the generator could melt the vinyl siding. Generators can be used during a wide variety of weather temperatures, but should be protected from the elements when not in use to prevent shorting and rusting. And, you know, we had the generator from the October storm. We had a temporary one then. We moved into a permanent one. And what year was that? 2012, was it? No. I can't remember the year of the October storm. Anybody who remembers the year, give us a call and let us know what it was. 2006? Was it that long ago? Well, maybe you're right. Anyway, so we had a permanent generator installed then, and it lasted, 10, 12 years. And we had a power outage fairly recently, last year, I think it was at this time, and the oil reservoir somehow opened up, and maybe from the vibration, maybe the cap came loose. We never really found out. But the oil spewed out of the generator and it fried it. So, you know, regular checking. Of course, we did have the annual check on the oil and had it changed annually. But be that as it may, they don't last forever.
October 2006.
2006. Well, thank you, Mr. Resource Source.
Thank Google. Don't thank me.
Oh, Google. Okay. There you go. What would we be without Google? Anyway, how did you survive the storm? If you'd like to share a story, is there a tree issue that we need to talk about? Is your power still out? If you have questions about generators or anything around the house, it's open lines for you this Saturday morning here on WBEN. You know the number. It's 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside the 716. It's a toll-free call at 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls are welcome at *930. You can text me at 30930 on our VWOP text board. And you can email me hammertime@cortese.net. Oh, and by the way, forgot to tell you this. I don't know if the boys did, but cortese.net, brand new. Yep, all brand new, polished and shiny for you to check out. All of our services there. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our handyman service, which, by the way, I should tell you, we have formed a new department at Cortese Construction, which we're calling Small Projects. Small Projects now fit between major renovations and handyman services. The handyman services have been limited now to 8 hours or less, and Small Projects then under contract for anything more than a day and less than a major renovation. So a new department at Cortese dealing with small projects. By the way, the handyman service now can be more responsive with the fact that we've tailored it back to 8 hours or less, and including installing your Christmas decorations. That's right. If you have a hard time getting up on a ladder, putting lights on, now available with our handyman service to install your Christmas decorations. How do you like that? Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Cortese, your man for home improvement. Before we talk to you, let's go to Transit Road in Clarence. and say good morning to Mike Umbati, the branch manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there on Transit Road near Spoth Farms. It's none other than Gabriel Maddalena. How are you, Gabe?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Dominic?
Very good. Glad to have you on air and talking about the wonderful bank called Lakeshore Savings Bank, where for 28 years they've been putting people first, and the remarkable home equity line of credit at 3.5 continues.
Absolutely. You know, right now with this 3.5% fixed for the first 12 months, it's the best deal in town. Along with it, to make it even nicer, we have no closing cost at all. So customer comes in, they apply for the home equity line of credit. They're going to enjoy 3.5% fixed rate for the first 12 months, no closing cost, and they can use it for almost anything. Maybe it's going to be for a home improvement project. Maybe they want to buy a new generator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they want to use it for education and tuition, possibly even consolidate debt or just have it for future use.
Uh-huh.
So many uses you can use this. And what many people do also is they complement it with a great checking account that Lakeshore has. And with free cell phone insurance, free roadside assistance that Lakeshore offers, and now we have this great free debit card rewards. When we reward you for using your debit card, it's just phenomenal.
You know, the other thing that's important to point out, Gabe, is that you can turn a closing around with a home equity line of credit in short order.
Absolutely. You know, where mortgages are taking 45 to 60 days, home equity lines of credit at Lakeshore, we can get those done within 3 weeks.
Awesome. And are we still offering some great interest rates on savings?
We are. We are. We still have a money market account at 2% with a qualified checking account and direct deposit, and we have some CD rates as well.
Okay, there you go. The bank for everybody, Lakeshore Savings Bank. Gabe, the phone number there at the Clarence branch?
688-6114.
Repeat that for us.
688-6114.
For 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Richard Marx, live February 15th at Niagara Falls View Casino. Intimate, up close, Richard Marx, like you've never experienced him before. A night 3 decades in the making. Richard Marx, real and raw. The Grammy Award winning singer-songwriter, live and acoustic. Visit FallsviewCasinoResort.com for tickets. Richard Marx, live and acoustic, February 15th at Niagara Falls View Casino.
Fall is in full swing, and what better place is there for you to finish those outdoor projects than with my friends at Scrat and Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, where professional advice, service, and creativity move your project forward. With their two convenient locations to serve you, Scranton Surrey Builders and United Materials will help you extend the season with our gas burner fire pits, outdoor kitchens, and InfraTech outdoor heaters. Those are amazing. They can bring the indoor comfort to your outdoor living. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays are open 7 a.m. till noon. And with the area's largest outdoor living spaces on display 24/7, our team will be there for you at Scranton Surrey Builders Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit Road in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space you've longed for and to improve your home's ambience. Let us be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Have you been thinking about losing weight but dread spending hours at the gym or starving yourself? Hi, I'm Danielle Collado, manager of Buffalo Hypnosis. We use cutting-edge hypnosis methods that actually work. Forget about losing control. People come to us to regain control, and we help them. Here's what a few of our clients had to say.
My name is David. I've lost about 50 pounds.
I have lost 88 pounds. I'm Angela, and I've lost 155 pounds.
My personal care physician recommended that I come to lose weight. I'm proud to say 42 pounds.
Buffalo Hypnosis has been here serving our community for 15 years. During that time, we've performed tens of thousands of sessions while receiving countless referrals from the medical field. Even though results vary, we give you a free hypnosis screening and a written service guarantee. If you're suffering from weight, smoking, or stress, get here fast. A healthier life is obtainable, and it's easier than you think. Don't waste time. Call Buffalo Hypnosis now. 874-9050. 874-9050.
Hey, you might not want to hear this right now, but pretty soon Santa Claus is coming to town. He's bringing a sled packed with toys and 8 reindeer. Now that's a lot of weight on your roof. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez, and no one wants to have the house Santa got injured on, right? And if you want to make sure your roof problems get fixed, call my friends that will fix it right for you. Ava Roofing. Now, Ava works year-round, no matter the weather, so while the seasonal guys are hanging their stockings, if you call Ava, you'll get the same superior service and value winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, one of the things I love about Ava is that there's always an expert foreman on every job to ensure your roof looks and functions perfectly. Call Ava Roofing for your on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. You'll always be happy with Ava's clean, prompt service for roof replacement or repair. Call 990-4793. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 990-4793. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Stop. Hammer Time.
1024 is the time here on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And how are you? 803-0930. A lot of people have questions about the storm damage and generators, so let's file through them, beginning in the falls with Carl. Good morning, Carl. You're first on WBEN.
Hey, Dominic. Good morning. I had a general question that also applies to motorcycles. When you put stable in the fuel, whether it's a generator or a motorcycle, should you run the carb dry?
From what I understand, you run the carburetor dry with the gasoline in it, then simply add the stabilizer to prevent the tank from gunking up and preventing the fuel when you put it back in from flowing through.
Okay, so it's not imperative that the parts of the carburetor, the float, everything like that, has fuel in it to keep it moist?
I mean, I would imagine that, I really don't know what's in gas stabilizer. Does it have gasoline in it? I don't know whether it would run with the gas stabilizer in it. I think it would probably be diluted when you added the gas in after when you go to start it again next time, or you may have to remove it to prevent any problems with the function.
Okay. Well, generally, I would add that, by the way, I use marine stabilizer because I've read that that's much better discipline.
I would imagine, yeah.
And I just put that into the gas, then run either the motorcycle or the generator.
So you add it to the gas and then run it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. And then when you run it out, do you add any stabilizer alone?
After the fact, no. So I always put the stabilizer in with the fuel.
Okay.
So it gets through the carburetor and then.
So then you're storing empty.
Yeah. Usually I store the car the gasoline tanks empty, but I've been told recently this promotes rust, so don't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, see, now that's what I thought, too. I thought you needed to have some stabilizer alone in the tank. Maybe anybody who has a little bit more experience with gas storage, gas unit, gas appliance storage can give us a call and let us know the exact protocol with that. But I always thought you would add the stabilizer and leave that in the tank.
And fill the tank so oxygen just...
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Dominic.
Okay. Thanks for the call. That's a good question. Anybody who wants to help clarify that, please give us a call now at 803-0930. Texter writes, good morning. How does someone know how to choose a whole house generator? Size, brand, question to ask while considering which one to install. Good question. The answer is you want to pick a major brand, of course, like Generac, but also more important than the brand is who is going to be servicing it, because where the rubber hits the road is not so much the good price you got on the generator, but the fact that somebody will calendar the annual seasonal oil change for you so that you don't have to remember to do that. I do both. I have a good company servicing it, but I also calendar on my phone to remember that it's due annually, or at least every 500 hours, and it tests itself a half an hour a day. So do the math. Annually is usually a pretty good way of doing it. So as far as size, again, as we spoke earlier, you want to add up all the wattages of the appliances that you want to run and base the decision on size on what those total wattages are. Like, for example, the refrigerator, the television, the furnace, whatever it is that you want to operate, you add up all those wattage requirements and size the generator accordingly. And always add a cushion just for protection, because again, you want to protect your appliances from surging. Another question from our text board, VWOP text board, might want to talk about backup sump pumps that have been our savior these last couple of days. And now that we have this, yeah, absolutely. Water siphon sump pumps, the salvation. That way you don't have to worry about it being connected to your generator. It'll operate just by water, a water siphon. I recommend that every homeowner install a water siphon backup. Now, keep in mind, they operate at a lower capacity, but they're very reliable, very dependable, and there's absolutely nothing to do on the service side, the maintenance side. There's no batteries to worry about. There's no oil to change. It's just there on the ready all the time. And if the power goes out, the float then would reach the higher level and activate that second tier of sump pump safety. So yeah, absolutely great question, great comment there. As we move along now to Amherst and chat with Bob. Good morning, Bob. You're next on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Well, I had a tree, a large tree, get uprooted in my backyard.
Wow.
Fell on the power line, fell on the cable lines. Power company came and basically said all they were going to do was take the limbs off the lines, and the rest is my responsibility.
Yeah.
So my question is, what's the easiest way to remove the branches, the limbs, and all that? Would the town take the
okay branches? Yeah, this is all a really good discussion. I'd like to spend a little bit more time with you than we have right now, because we are coming up to the bottom of the hour and it's time for the top of the news. Brendan Keeney is standing by with the latest from the WBEN newsroom. So after the news, Bob, we'll get into a discussion about exactly how we should handle this fallen tree.
It's 10:30 from the WBEN newsroom. I'm Brendan Keeney, and here are your top stories for Saturday, November 2nd. We still have thousands of Western New York residents without power this morning thanks to Thursday night's powerful windstorm. Here's National Grid spokesperson David Bertola.
We have around 5,000 customers out at the moment, and we're tracking to have those customers back online later today or into tonight.
NYSEG's website is reporting about 1,500 Erie County customers are still without power. The Sabres fall hard in Washington by a score of 6-1, but they have the chance to redeem themselves tonight at home against the red-hot New York Islanders. Puck drop is set for 7 o'clock. The Bills are also trying to rebound from a loss this week, and they'll have their shot versus the 1-7 Washington Redskins, who are starting quarterback Dwayne Haskins. The Bills come into the game as 10.5-point favorites. A crash last night in the city of Buffalo resulted in three people being taken to the hospital. Police say the accident occurred around 8:30 at the intersection of Dodge and Jefferson Avenue as a police vehicle was involved in the collision. Police say two officers and a civilian were transported to ECMC. Don't forget to turn your clocks back tonight, which means a well-deserved extra hour of sleep for all of us. Daylight savings time comes back on Sunday, March 8th. And now a look at the WBEN First Alert forecast today. Mostly cloudy with showers and spots late this afternoon, a high of 46. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a couple of snow showers, perhaps mixed in with rain early on. Snow showers accumulating a coating to an inch across the southern tier, a low of 33 degrees. Tomorrow, some sun, then turning cloudy, breezy and chilly for the Bills game. A snow shower in the morning across the southern tier and a high of 42. Monday, breezy with times of clouds and sun with highs in the upper 40s. It's currently 39 degrees and cloudy in Buffalo.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bathroom renovation is in your future. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City Glass has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, by the way, shower doors of elegance and a wide array of hardware, loads of different styles and colors add value to your bathroom, make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Questionable Genie Vinyls Law Firm donated thousands of dollars to support special interests, party bosses, 23 donations to judges seeking election, and other members of the local political swamp. When Genie Vinyl talks about ethics, ask her what her law firm bought with nearly $14,000 in political donations. She represents her own interests, not the interests of the residents of Amherst. Amherst residents deserve better than what Questionable Genie Vinyl has to offer. Vote no for Questionable Genie Vinyl this Tuesday.
This is Shelley Schrath, and this ad is paid for by supporters.
Hey, it's Bulldog here, and I'm a truck guy. I drive my DeLacy Ford F-150 everywhere, and right now is the best time for you to get one, too. Shop DeLacy now for the biggest selection of the best used trucks that were just traded in at the end of last month. Chevys, Rams, Jeep, and more. Get first choice on all the top quality trade-ins. Shop DeLacy Ford's first of the month used truck deals, and you'll be a truck guy, too. 3061 Transit near Clinton. DeLacy, first for Ford, first for trucks.
When you buy a furnace, you can't use that money to go on a cruise. It's a shame. So I'm giving anyone who buys a new furnace this month from Emerald a cruise voucher for two. This is a legit cruise. Carrie and I tested it ourselves. So get your new furnace this month and go on a cruise to celebrate. Qualified purchases only. Voucher supply is limited.
Comfort is always on call.
Paid for by Ann for Clerk.
Hi, I'm Ann Desiderio, and I'm running for Lancaster Town Clerk. I'm a first-time candidate for office with a long record of professional experience that I'm confident will serve you well in town government. Whether it's expanding the clerk's office hours to accommodate your busy life or standing up against unfair garbage fees, the best interest of Lancaster residents will always be my first priority. I am Ann Desiderio, and I hope I can earn your vote.
Carpet Smart.
If you want a deal on carpets and floors, then you definitely want to get to Buffalo's best carpet and floor showrooms, Carpet Smart Mill Outlet. It's Buddy Shula here, and for a limited time, Carpet Smart is making deals on every type of carpet and flooring that's in stock, reminding you that Carpet Smart has more in-stock carpets and floors than just about any other floor store in New York State. If it's in stock, you'll get an incredible deal. Choose from everything, nothing held back. If it's in stock, you'll save big time. In-stock remnants, carpet rolls, area rugs, vinyl, and laminate. If it is in stock, you will get a tremendous deal right now during these make-a-deal days at Carpet Smart. Buy anything in stock right now. Carpet Smart offers professional installation just in time for the holidays. If you're thinking about new carpeted floors for your home, you'll never find a better time to get to Carpet Smart. Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga, across from the new Walmart, and Niagara Falls Boulevard at the 290 in Tonawanda. Don't buy carpet dumb. Buy Carpet Smart.
Carpet Smart.
Coming to that time of year when my Gorilla garage floor will be put into action. That's right, the fight the winter snow and grime. It's so easy to clean up after a snowstorm when we drag all that junk on our car and we drop it onto our garage floor. Yep, usually a squeegee and a little hose job and it's ready to go. You know, a Gorilla garage gear can come to your house and give you the same kind of state-of-the-art overlay that I have. At the Cortez household, a long-lasting, durable, beautiful look with easy maintenance. Gorilla garage gear will diamond grind the concrete surface and add a high-tech, durable top coat that seals and protects the floor against long-term wear and tear, and they'll give you a 15 15-year warranty on it. And if, best of all, you call them today and you tell them Dominic sent you, you'll get $200 off your Gorilla Garage floor and also discounts on garage storage equipment and garage doors as well. It's all there for your garage at Gorilla Garage Gear. 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Call Joe today and say goodbye to that dusty, dirty, pitted garage floor and ask for the Hammer Time Radio discounts. Visit them online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is the time here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio for you, and we're entertaining all of your storm-related questions and damage issues. And we left off at the bottom of the hour news break with Bob in Amherst, who had a tree fall on a power line, and the power company restored the power line, but left Bob with the fallen tree. And the question on the table is there anything that the town might do to help, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the answer to that is it depends on where the tree is rooted or where it was rooted. Is this completely, entirely within your property lines?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Then other than the power company restoring the property line, you may be completely on your own for the removal of the tree, unless the town of Amherst is offering aid in light of the issues with the storm, and they're offering aid to help homeowners. You may want to try calling the highway department and seeing if they are offering any help. But generally, as far as any insurance goes or any kind of liability, it's all going to be yours as far as the tree removal goes. Now, had it fallen on your roof, that would be a different story. It would have done more damage. We would have been lamenting over that, but it would have been covered.
All right.
All right?
Unfortunately, or fortunately, it did not.
Yeah. How big of a tree is it?
Oh, it's about 24. The base is around 24 inches across.
And what kind of tree was it, Bob?
Honestly, don't know.
Uh-huh.
Honestly. Don't know.
But deciduous, right? Not a pine tree.
Yes.
Okay. I was amazed to see such enormous deciduous trees topple in that storm. So that goes to show you how powerful the winds were. Anyway, sorry I couldn't give you better news.
Thanks anyway.
All right, good luck. But I would call the town just to see if they are offering any storm damage help.
I will.
All right. Texter writes, I have a pipe with the end cap that comes down less than a foot from my basement ceiling. It has something to do with radon. You are right. My house is 6 years old, and the builder said it was code, but not needed. It fills with water from the roof when it rains and the wind is just right. Is it advisable to do something? Yeah. What I would probably do is test for radon. And if we're coming up below 4 picocures per liter of air, then we really don't need that line, and you could just terminate it, cap it, and remove it from the installation. If you're above 4, then it has a function, but it's not working if it's filling with air, with water. So that means that it's not properly installed, because it should be installed with a trap not to allow water to collect in it. Furthermore, there should be a bend at the top as well so that the water can't enter it. So let's test for radon first, and then we'll see if it's above 4, then we'll need to spring into action to fix that installation. If it's below 4, as I said, you can just do away with it. Texter writes, always add stable to gas in proper ratios on the bottle. Never run the carburetor dry. The gasket and seals in both the carburetor and a pump will dry shrink or crack and will have problems. That's old school baloney. Stabilizer only works in the fuel. Okay. That old school baloney stabilizer only works in the fuel. That sentence doesn't make sense. Anyway, I think we get the idea. Back to the phones we go at 803-0930. Our next stop is West Seneca. And Charlene, good morning, and thank you for waiting.
Well, I'm taking the call for Charlene. She stepped out for a moment.
All right.
I have a portable generator.
Well, first of all, tell us who this is.
This is her husband.
And her name? Your name? What is it?
Tony.
Tony. Okay, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I got a portable generator, and you mentioned about something about being grounded. How do you ground them then, you know, while they're on their wheels?
Yeah, usually those are self-grounding in that they have a ground wire built in to the actual housing frame that the generator is installed in, and then mounted. The ground wire is mounted to that, and maybe it's somehow connected to the tires. I'm not sure, but usually those are self-contained. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because there is a ground wire down on the bottom there.
Yeah.
Plus it being on wheels, and then that little nub of rubber on the front part of it. So when you set it down,
there you go.
Okay, so that should be all right then.
Right, right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thanks for the call, Tony. Let's move along to Wheatfield now and say hello to Michael. Good morning, Mike. You're next on WBEN.
Good morning. In regard to the storage of fuel, now I've read the article. This was mostly for marine use, but they said also it applies to like lawn tractors. You should fill the tank completely with gasoline, properly mixed with stabilizer.
Okay.
You're filling up every bit of airspace. What causes the condensation, of course, is the condensation, you know, of the air, especially you put the lawn tractor away in
the
fall and it gets cold.
So you don't run it dry?
No, I don't. They said it actually works better.
Okay, so your suggestion is, based on what you read, is that you would mix stabilizer in the gas, fill it right to the top.
Properly, of course.
Yeah. Do you know the ratio?
Well, they tell you it depends on what brand you get.
Now, okay.
There's a blue marine stabilizer that's supposed to be better than you know the red bottle that you normally see.
Okay.
But in any case, you know, I've had good results with this. But you don't let it do that half full. You have to have full tank. Well, that's logical because you're taking up all the air.
Taking up all the space.
Enough,
yeah.
To condense.
Okay. All right, Mike, I think you set it straight.
And plus about the other gentleman talking about the, I had one of those little portable generators on the wheels.
Yes.
And, well, what I did is I go on those copper 4-foot rod stakes.
Yeah.
Put into the ground. And you just buy one of the jumper cable, maybe like eight amps.
So you jumped from the unit to the rod.
Amp it to the generator.
So that's added extra security then.
Yes.
Yeah, good idea. All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Mike, I think, set us straight. He follows the instruction on the stabilizer, mixes it with gas, fills the tank, and stores the unit that way. Back to the phones we go. Hamburg's our next stop. And Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic.
Yes.
I have some water damage to the header above my garage door. Apparently, it's been getting wet for a long time. There's like 3 2x10s that are sandwiched together, and really the only damage is to the front one. Now, can I repair that one, or do I have to replace it?
Well, when we talk about damage, what are you seeing? Is it rotted out?
Yeah, it's all the way through on the front one, but only in a small section, like 4 inches high by maybe like a foot.
Okay, but we're going to, if it's lost its integrity, we're going to have to remove the entire piece. So the entire length of that third header board should be removed if you can do that.
Yeah, you don't have to replace the whole thing.
Well, what I'm going to suggest we do is have a new laminated header put in its place, which will actually be structurally more sound than a 2x10 or whatever it is, and it could go in its place, but it's going to probably be challenging to remove a one layer from a triple header, unless it was installed with the nails from that side. You know, that's going to be challenging to be able to get that that header piece off, or that piece of the header off.
Yeah. Well, actually, the front two are that LVL material.
Okay.
The back one is a regular 2x10.
Well, you know what? You may not need to worry. Which one's rotted?
The front one, the LVL one.
The LVL is rotted?
Yeah, LVL, yes.
Hmm. And how did it get wet? Did you figure that out?
Yes. Bad The J channel on top had a gap in it.
Okay.
Water leaked down.
How old is your house?
It's only 12 years old.
Yeah.
Apparently it's been leaking right from the start.
Okay. What you might want to do before you do anything is bring in a consultant, structural engineer, and have him look at this.
Okay.
And maybe come up with a shortcut, if there is any. I had this happen at my house, by the way. I had a cracked header. Now, my header was 35 years old, so it was not LVL. It was 2x. And we had a steel plate between the header boards, but it still cracked. I don't know how. I never figured out why. I had to completely take the front of my garage apart. I had brick veneer. I had to take that down. I had to take the header out. I had to put a new LVL beam in. It was major surgery. But I noticed a sag. You know, over the time with the crack, I noticed a sag in my garage door.
Wow.
And my garage door header. And it really bothered me a lot to see that. Nobody else noticed it but me, but it drove me nuts. And I had to finally bite the bullet and do it. So, yeah, it ended up being a big deal. But I didn't have a choice because it was cracked.
Okay. So you're saying I can just replace the front.
Yeah, I would probably think the easiest solution here would be to bring an engineer in, have him look at it, and say, do I need to worry about this? And if so, what would be the shortest way to get to the end result, which is repairing this?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Bye.
Mike's line is now free at 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. Back with more of Hammer Time Radio right after this. Has your furnace turned on yet? I hope so. Maybe it's not working if it hasn't. And you know that smell when it finally turned on? The smell of the dust, dense skid cells, bacteria, mold that's all burning off of the heat exchanger? Yeah, that's been collecting there all summer long. That unhealthy junk burns off in a day or so. However, it's only just the tip of the iceberg of what's remaining and lurking deep down in your ductwork system. Listen carefully. Most people buy duct cleaning in the fall when they smell that awful smell of furnace roasting the garbage that I just described. My friends at IAP want you to know that you'll spend less money to have your air ducts cleaned now. Simply supply and demand. It's the time of year to call, and it's the best deal of the day with Peter Gordon joining me on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Okay, yeah. Well, we are headlong into the heating season there, but it is full into fall. The heat is on, and it's still not too late. We can get you on the schedule in the next 2 weeks, but you missed it when you were on vacation. We had some callers when I was on the show for an hour with Phil and Nick, and they talked about the beauty of adding a medical-grade air purifier, which you know all about.
Yep.
And actually saving their in co-pays and medical expenses, paying for the unit in under a year. And we had another great testimony about the high-capacity dehumidifier. So besides a thorough duct cleaning, we can also bring in the air purification products to be the game changer for your health and your family.
Okay, 683-3000, that's the number for indoor air professionals. And Peter calls in at this time every single Saturday morning. And this is the only place, folks, where you get the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount. What's it going to be?
Okay, so we have Dave Guetti manning the phones today. And do be patient, because there's a lot of callers this time of year. He's going to offer $39 for a first-time customer. But don't forget, many people of are part of our 53,000 satisfied duct cleaning customers or air purification customers. They get a special preferred customer discount. We also have specials for seniors, military, and law enforcement, and first responders. And if you don't get through right away, do leave a message, and we'll make sure that somebody gets back to you.
Okay, you heard Peter, and you can only get these discounts by calling right now. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
Medicare Part D can be complicated. If you've got questions, Wegmans Pharmacy can help. Stop into your Wegmans Pharmacy through December 7th for your free Medicare Part D consultation. It only takes 5 minutes to see how much you can save. Wegmans Pharmacy recently ranked number one by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. Highest in customer satisfaction with supermarket pharmacies. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts. Gander Outdoors is having a massive inventory reduction and every item must be sold now. Save up to 70% off the entire store. Everything must go. Hunting, fishing, camping apparel, and more. It's all up to 70% off. Gander Outdoors' massive inventory reduction won't last long, and when these savings are gone, they're gone. Save up to 70% off everything at Gander Outdoors in the Youngman Plaza in Tonawanda today. See store for details. Exclusions apply. Offers expire 11/3/19.
David Bellavia here. It's hard to believe it, but storm season is right around the corner. Be ready. Call Vastola Heating and Cooling for a clean and tuned special. Vastola will do a thorough check of your heating system, including carbon monoxide leaks. And be ready if the power goes out. Have Vastola tune up your generator or install a new natural gas one. Stay safe and comfortable if you lose power. Natural gas is your best energy value. For over 70 years, Vastola has delivered expert, state-of-the-art service and installation at a fair price. If it's time for a new natural gas furnace or boiler, Vastola can help. They can even take care of manufacturer and national fuel rebates on qualifying systems. And Vastola's warranty can't be beat. 5 years on labor, 10 years on parts, and 5 years of free maintenance. That's 5 years of tune-ups included with every installation. Now that's complete peace of mind.
Vastola Heating and Cooling.
Call 827-8652.
Get comfortable with us.
Kenny Carpets is the most loved carpet and floor store in Buffalo. And there's a reason. Because Kenny has been beautifying homes since 1960.
To the Kenny Carpets.
The most popular sale in our history is on right now. Stain-free carpet installed with pad, just $2.22 a square foot. It's true, just $2.22. It's the world's greatest stain-free carpet with three different warranties for just $2.22. It's true. Just $2.22 only at Kenny Carpets and Floors. $2.22, and that price includes installation and carpet pad. It's true, just $2.22.
To the Kenny Carpets.
Ask your kids, your pets, your mom, and your neighbor. There's a reason Kenny is Buffalo's most loved carpet and floor store. It's selection, service, and installation. And $2.22. It's true.
To the Kenny Carpets.
To the Kenny.
Fall is in full swing, and what better place is there for you to finish those outdoor projects than with my friends at Scrat and Surrey Builder Supply and United Materials, where professional advice, service, and creativity move your project forward. With their two convenient locations to serve you, Scrat and Surrey Builders and United Materials will help you extend the season with our gas burner fire pits, outdoor kitchens, and InfraTech outdoor heaters. Those are amazing. They can bring the indoor comfort to your outdoor living. Both locations are open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Saturdays are open 7 a.m. till noon. And with the area's largest outdoor living spaces on display 24/7, our team will be there for you at Scrat and Surrey Builders Supply on Walden Avenue, just east of Transit Road in Depew, or United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Stop in today. We're here to help you complete that outdoor living space you've longed for and to improve your home's ambience. Let us be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Stop. Hammer time.
10:55 is the time here on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. It's been a busy hour taking all of your questions about storm damage and generators. 803-0930 as we move along now to Buffalo and say good morning to John. Good morning, John. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you today?
Good, John.
Good. I have a whole house generator transfer switch installed a few years back. Haven't had to use it yet. I picked up generator cord. I have a 30 amp 5500 watt generator ready to go. My question is, it's not a manual transfer switch. It's all built into the sub panel. In what order do I turn things on? And a follow-up question would be, how do I know the power's back on if I'm actually feeding into the thing without having to look out the window? Well,
Usually the transfer switch will detect the flow of power and will actually turn itself off.
Okay.
So that's the answer to that question. As far as how to connect, you would connect the generator unstarted to the transfer switch and then start the generator and then turn the breaker on with the power flowing, unless it's you said it's automatic.
Well, the transfer switch is manual, and I would...
Yes, so you would start the generator, then turn it on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, just flip one breaker at a time, only what's needed. The house is small, so I have 10 circuits that can run everything, but I didn't hook up the air conditioning, so...
Yeah, right. Well, that was smart. So that's exactly the protocol. And usually... it detects power flow and will turn itself off, but maybe in your case it wouldn't because they're manual. You may want to have that looked at and maybe have a auto switch put in because I wouldn't want to see you have power surging that could damage your appliances.
Right. It's been a while. I need to look at the owner's manual if I can find it, but then maybe it's something already built in that I'm asking a redundant question, but
right.
I'll definitely check that out.
It's better to be safe when it comes to this because, you know, power surging in an appliance today with all the microprocessors that they have could destroy the appliance.
Right.
So.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Good question. Let's move to Rachel now on her cell phone. Good morning, Rachel. You're next.
Good morning. I also have a question in regard to a whole house generator.
Okay.
Ours goes through we have propane for our fuel. And every, once a week it would kick on, blah, blah, blah. We haven't had to use it that often. However, last time we had a power outage, which was a while ago, it didn't work. And we could turn it on manually, but then it shuts off. And the error that we get is low voltage. And the battery was placed just about 2 years ago. However, it is a Briggs & Stratton motor.
Yep.
And there's one company that I won't mention. Just for them to come out to my house, they want $305.
Yep.
Before they even drive out to my house.
Yeah. I know where you're going.
Okay. So
I had a similar situation, and okay. I think it's the quality of the engine that's leading to the problem. It's draining the battery out.
Okay.
So I think you're going to have to bite the bullet and install a new generator.
Really? Is it because it's a Briggs & Stratton?
You said that. I didn't.
Okay. Well, no, it's just that, years ago we had a riding lawnmower, which now we have a
tractor.
But
for some reason, the generator, quality of the generator motors are not the same for whatever reason.
Okay. So,
all right.
That is good to know.
And it's bad news, but it's exactly what happened to me. Anyway, it is time for us to say goodbye. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. Can you believe that? Right here on WBEN. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.